We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Urshim Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aleihu. We are in the final Mishnah of Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Baroshei Chodashim beChanukah uvePurim Ma'anos uMitapchos Bazeh uVazeh Avalom Mekonenos. So we go back to what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Women who would sing these dirges and clap their hands or clap their thighs at a funeral. So if a funeral falls on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, so the Mishnah here says that we treat these days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, less stringently than we treat Chol HaMoed, where we would not allow such a thing. Here we say, Ma'anos u'metapchos bazeh u'vazeh. They can sing the dirges, clap as they typically do, avolomik. Mekonenos. What we do not allow is what's called mekonenos, where they're wailing. And we're going to describe what this means. This mekonenos, responsive wailing, as we'll see, the Mishnah will explain what that is. So that's something that's considered a greater expression of sadness, of grief, of mourning than the clapping or regular wailing. So therefore, this is going to be forbidden. Then the Mishnah says, Nikbar HaMeis, after the person who was buried, Lo Ma'anos V'lo Metapchos. So then on these days, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, although we allow ma'anos u'metapchos before the burial, but after the burial, so then it's not permitted on those days. Of course, on a regular day, certainly it would be permitted. Ezu inui. So the Mishnah wants now to define these terms. We said ma'anos and what does that mean? And mekonenos. What is this inui? What's this dirge that we say is allowed on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah and Purim before the burial? So shekulon onos ke'echos. That's where all the women lament. All at the same time. Kina, sha'achas medaberes v'chulon onos achareas. So that's a higher level. That's where one speaks and the others respond. One leads the lament and the others are repeating after that. So this is considered more moving and less appropriate for these days that have a certain degree of simcha. And that's why we say, yes, ma'anos, yes, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim before the burial, but mekonenos we do not allow. And shenemar, and we quote a proof text for this, the pasuk says, "V'lamedna v'noseichem nehi v'isha ruusa kina." Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the pasuk says that you teach your daughters a lament, and each woman will teach her neighbor a kina, a wailing. So, what do we see from there? So, the word kina is said by one person. That's what it means—a single kina. And then all the people who are assembled there are going to respond. So, that's what we see. You teach v'noseichem nehi, but ruusa kina. One person is doing the wailing and everyone responds. Avala Asidlavo, who are mayor, this has nothing to do with the Mishnah, but we want to end, there's nothing to do with Chol HaMoed, but the Tana wants to end the Mishnah with something happy, something a little bit more cheerful. So we do that here, and that's what the Mishnah says, that we do this with Mesechtos in general. Avala Asidlavo, who are mayor, but regarding the future, it says, Bila HaMavas LaNetzach, U'machashem Elokim, Dimami Al Kalpanim, V'gomer. So this is a pasuk here from Yishayo Chafei, where Hashem says in the future, what's going to happen? Hashem is going to wipe away the tears from every face. And in that way, and the pasuk concludes, Hashem is going to remove the shame of Am Yisrael from the entire earth. Hashem has spoken. So this is how we end the Mishnah on a positive note. We finish Maseches Moed Katan. We begin Maseches Chagiga by way of introduction. So there are basically three categories of karbonos we need to speak about. The pasuk says Shalosh Pamim Mashana Ye'roeh Kol Zuchur. Regarding Shalosh Regalim and Chagigah's a reference to the fact that we bring karbonos on Shalosh Regalim, each kol zuchor, every male should be seen by in the Beis Hamikdash by Makom Hashem v'chara Hashem v'chaka Matzos v'chaka Shavos v'chaka Sugos v'lo Yeroes b'nei Hashem Reikam. Don't come empty-handed. So this is an obligation, a Torah imperative that every male is supposed to be seen on every regal in the Azar of the Beis and bring along with him a carbon ola. That's known as the olas re'iyah. That is brought on the first day. If it's Shabbos, so maybe we can't bring it on the first day. Debate about whether you can bring that korban on Yontif, or maybe have to wait till Chol HaMoed. So we'll discuss that. But then we have, as well, the Shalmei Chagiga. That is another korban. Olas Re'i is a korban Ola. The whole thing is burnt. Shalmei Chagiga, we eat part of that korban. That's a korban Shlomim, and that is discussed in Shvos Perachov Gimel, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana. And the word Tachog, to celebrate, is a reference to the korban Chagiga. Some say that we learn Shalmei Chagiga from the pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel, as well, that says V'chagosim also Chag LaShem. In addition to those karbanos, assuming you don't have enough meat to feed the whole family from the Shalmei Chagiga, we bring what's called Shalmei Simcha to fulfill what's written in Devarim Tezayin Parshas Re'eh, V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, or V'samachta B'chagecha, when you assume Ein Simcha Ela B'basar. Why do we assume that Simcha can only be fulfilled through meat? Because it says, V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Hashem V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. You should slaughter karbanos Shlamim, and in that way you will rejoice. Perek Al Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Chagiga Hakol Chayavin Bariyah. Everyone is obligated in this Shalosh Regalim to be seen in the Azara to bring the Karbanos, the Olas Re'iyah, Chutz Mecheresh, Shote, Vekatan, Vetumtum, Vajoganos. More people on the list will go through each of them. Cheresh, Shote, Vekatan. So why are they excluded? So they, we assume, as usual, they don't have any das, and therefore they have no obligation to fulfill any mitzvos. The only thing is, the Gemara says that the cheresh that we're speaking about here is not a deaf mute who has no das. It could even be someone who is a cheresh hamedaber but ve'eno shomea. He is not mute. He is just deaf, and therefore, generally speaking, he's chayv in mitzvos. Why is he potter from the mitzvah of re'iyah of coming to the azar with an olas re'iyah on shalosh regalim? Because we have exereshava, we derive from Hakel. It says, and there it says, Laman Yishma'u. So if we have a connection to Hakel, it says Laman Yishma'u over there, and we're comparing the two because we have the language of Re'iyah regarding both, so therefore we have the right to compare the two. And just like when it comes to Hakel, Laman Yishma'u is only people who can hear, that excludes a Medaber Veno Shomea. So that person, therefore they're excluded. And that would be true regarding even a Cheresh, who's not mute. The opposite is also true. Let's say he's able to hear, but he's not able to speak. He's only mute. So such a person is usually chayv in mitzvahs as well. But this person would be pater from olas re'iyah of the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Why? Because the pasuk says ulaman yil medu in the context of hakel, which once again we compare to our halacha of chagiga of olas re'iyah. And there we can learn the word that it's not only yilmadu, but read it as yilamdu, to teach others. And therefore, a mute is unable to teach others because they're unable to speak. And therefore, both of these are exempt. So cheresh will exempt not only cheresh, a deaf mute, but even someone who's just deaf or someone who's just mute. Then the Mishnah says v'tumtum, and androgynous. Tumtum is where you can't see any of the simana of the gender of the person. Androgynous is where we have both, simana zachar and simana in a keva. Why they exempt? Because they're excluded from the pasuk zechurcha. They are not included in zechurcha. Vinashim, women are excluded as well. So we have cheresh, shote, katan, tumtum, androgynous, vinashim are excluded. Then the Mishnah says, who else is excluded? Va'avadim she'enu mishuchrarim, an eved kanani who is not free. Now, an eved kanani is pater from mitzvos like a woman. So of course he should be pater from this as well, since women are excluded from kol zechurcha. They should be excluded as well. They're chayv in mitzvos just like women. So if women are pater, they're pater. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize an Eved Kanani she'ena meshuchar, who is not freed? So the Gemara addresses that and assumes like this. Let's say you have a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin. There he's half. Let's say he was owned by two masters and one set him free. So now he's half free. He works 3 days a week for one, and 3 days he's free on his own. And Shabbos, of course, he's always off. So such a person is also exempt from this mitzvah. Why? Because he doesn't have complete freedom. And that's what it means. You have to have complete freedom in order to be chayv in this mitzvah. And that can be derived from, it says, El Pnei b'nei ha'adon Hashem. When you come for Aliyah L'Regel, you come to the Master Hashem. Who's obligated to come? People who have only one master. The only master is Hashem. But if they have subservient to someone else, so then they're going to be exempt. So therefore, half slave, half free would be exempt as well. Then the Mishnah says, ha'chiger. Chiger is someone who's lame. Why someone who's lame pater? So chiger is pater because it's shalosh regalim. It's only someone who's able to go up biraglov. We assume he's able to walk properly. He's able to get there. Havasuma, someone who's blind. Why is someone who's blind pater? So the Gemara says, because it says, bevo kol Yisrael le'ra'os. And the Gemara says, the same way we come to appear in front of Hashem for Hashem to see us, yireh, yireh. So the same way Hashem is there to see us, we come to see Hashem's glory. Hardar karcho, beis shechina so. That excludes a suma, and that's true even if he's suma be'eno achas, even in one eye, because his re'iyah is not complete. Just like Hashem sees completely, sees you, we have to appear and Hashem's able to see us completely. So too, we have to have complete vision, and if we don't, so therefore we're going to be exempt. So therefore, the chigir is exempt because of shalosh regalim, sum is exempt because yireh yireh, just like Hashem can see us, we appear in front of him, and he sees us fully, so we have to see him fully. V'hacholeh, someone who's sick. So this also would exclude someone who's unable to walk, vehazaken, and someone who is elderly, also shalosh regalim. Umi she'eno yochol lalos baraglav, and finally someone who can't ascend with his legs. Now, what does that include? It sounds like we already had a chole, zaken, chiger. So the answer is this includes someone who's very delicate, who's unable to walk. So yeah, the Gemara has a discussion about Chana. Shmuel wasn't able to come, and so here. Someone who's too delicate is unable to make the walk. So someone like that is pater as well. Ask the Mishnah, Ezeu katan, what's considered a katan for this purpose? So usually we have a katan is at least chayev, and there's a mitzvah of chinuch. So a father, even if you'll tell me the katan is pater from Re'iyah, but a father should for be mechanech his son and bring his son to the Beis HaMikdash. So where is there not even a mitzvah of chinuch? So the Mishnah here says, kol she'eno yachol lirkov al kasefav shel aviv v'lalos Mishalim laharbais. Beishamai says, anyone who cannot ride on his father's shoulders to go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. So if he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, even though he can't walk, nonetheless, the far is chayv to be mechanechim. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, they're more lenient. They give a little bit more time that he's pater. Kol she'eno yochol lechos biyado shel aviv v'lalos Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. The father would be pater from chinuch if the child's unable to hold his father's hand and go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, shenamar, shalosh rigolim. And since it doesn't say shalosh pa'amim, it comes to hint to us that a person is, the only one who's chayv in Re'iyah is someone who's able to walk. And the same way a gadol is exempt if he's unable to go to walk, so to a katan, a father's not chayv to be mechanechim if the katan is unable to walk holding his father's hand. So even if you'll say, but the father could put him on his shoulders, and the kid can handle that, that doesn't matter. According to Beis Hillel, there is no mitzvah of chinuch.